Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
And talk about, and look at the multiplication aspect of this. Took what she had, and as many jars as she could find.
That's right.
Right? If she had 100 jars, it filled 100 jars.
That's right.
It ran out when she ran out of containers for it.
That's right.
And so the multiplication is in his hands. It's not what can I do with what I have, right? That's not the question. What
That's
can
not the
I
question.
Do with what I have is what can God do with what I offer to him?
Right. If I take what I have, even though I think it is worthless, mm-hmm. but I reconsider it and I'm going to take what I have, I'm going to give it to God. Then God takes what we give to him and he multiplies it.
Yeah.
And he makes something big out of it. I mean, we could jump ahead to the New Testament, the boy with the two fish
yeah.
and the loaves,
yeah.
fish and loaves. That's all he had. But God, Jesus, was able to take that same power of God, same power of multiplication, bless the food, and they fed 5,000 men plus women and children.
Mm-hmm.
So we see the type of power that we're working with here on God's side. We're in the flow of that by being submitted. And we take what we've got, what we formerly discounted, and we place a value on it and offer that up to him, give it to him willingly, and then he does his part. His part is the multiplication part. It's not me and you trying to decide if, well, I've got this, and what if I sell this, or what if I do it, or what can I make of this one
mm-hmm.
thing. It's if I offer it to God, what does he do? It removes my debts. And gives me something to live on. I mean, God is in that debt removal
right.
business.
Yeah,
he doesn't want us to be subject to debt. We see that time and time again, Old Testament and New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman walked in that. She walked it out. She had to actually do it, though.
Yeah. And you see that point, in fact, because and the writer of Proverbs, Solomon, most of it, it said the borrower is slave to the lender, and we see that. Man, that was a very present reality in this woman's situation because her kids are about to become slaves.
That's right, to pay some debt.
To pay a debt.
That her and her husband owed, they
right.
had borrowed.
And they were on the hook for that.
That's right.
They had to pay it off. It's not like the debt was canceled. We see that in other places in the New Testament where the master cancels the debt. But in this particular case, and in your case, in my case, when we have debt, we're on the hook for that, you know?
It's not likely that the bank is going to cancel the debt.
Right.
It's not likely that Visa or MasterCard or American Express or Discover is going to call us and just say, hey, we're canceling your debt.
Right. And we're believing for the computer malfunction, you know, and the,
oh, yeah.
the thing to be wiped away that way. But that's very – the probability
oh, yeah.
of that is very low.
Very low. They'll figure that one out.
Don't count on that.
Yeah. No, what we need is that the debt be paid.
Yeah.
And it's a miraculous thing that happens when we give God what we have to work with, what's in our hand,
mm-hmm.
and we give it to him, and he works his deal, which is multiplying it, and we pay the debt.
Right. And that in that God gets the glory.
That's right.
It's not just a computer glitch.
That's right.
It's not just a technical malfunction. It's God got the glory because guess what? I didn't have enough. In and of myself, all I had was this, just a little oil or just a couple of fish and some bread. And in the natural, that's not enough to meet the need of all of these people. That's not enough to meet the need of my creditors. That's not enough in my hand, but when I offer it up to him, it becomes so much more than enough to meet the need. And then even in the situation with the New Testament, feeding the 5,000, there were leftovers,
12 baskets left over.
12 baskets full.
That's right.
Think about the significance of that. I mean, I wonder, and this is just hypothetical. This is just, I don't have, you know, scripture verse for this, but just my thought process about this. 12 baskets, 12 disciples.
That's right. One disciple each carrying a basket of leftovers.
Yeah. To distribute elsewhere. Maybe they use that as an outreach. Maybe they're asking people the million-dollar question as they hand them
a
fish sandwich. I don't know. But I'm just saying, they were givers. They were, I mean, Jesus modeled that for them.
Right.
And you got to think, 12 baskets, 12 disciples. What further did they do with that? How much more impact did they
have
with that?
How much further did the miracle go? Yeah. It continued to go. That's exactly right. Not only did it just meet the need that they had that day, but that miracle had leftovers and overflow that took care of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened to this woman.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.